A very good morning to you and welcome to the show. And you know that you can always reach us on 0725671567 via WhatsApp or on our telephone line, which is on 0214460567. Now, the question I asked on Facebook this week and the question that we've been battling with the entire week is race and culture and heritage. And those three phenomena, all three, are they linked? Are they separate? Or do we look at them differently? And I've actually asked the question is that, has your child ever brought a friend home and told you their names? Or come home and told you that my friend's name is Jonathan? And when the child comes home and says, my friend's name is Jonathan, you immediately have a picture in your mind as to exactly what you think this child is. And then you find yourself indirectly trying to find out from the child what race this particular friend is. Whereas if the child came home and said, my friend is Bello, then you knew exactly what race the child was. Or have you ever wondered whether or not your child will grow up being totally colorblind? And most parents now would have grown up in a segregated state. And our children are living in a world in which those cultural norms have changed. The question I'm trying to ask is, who is responsible for educating our children about race and culture? And this morning, we have the pleasure and we are joined by on the line by Bertha Magoge, who is the Director of Inclusive Education in South Africa. Bertha, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what is included.org about.
Okay, so Inclusive Education South Africa is an organization that is really looking at promoting and advocating for diversity across all our learning environments, so that all our children get to be understood and be accepted and accommodated at all levels of learning, be it in the preschool, in a classroom, in primary school, in high school, and that teachers are supported to understand the differences that children bring into the classroom and be able to work in accordance to, you know, to those differences, so that children feel included.
Chatting this morning to Bertha Magoge, the Director of Inclusive Education in South Africa, should aspects of race be taught or introduced in a preschool or after preschool level?
Well, I think that, by all means and purposes, children can already see these differences in race. Children need to understand, why these differences, exist. And also, most importantly, children need to accept that there are differences, in and amongst their friends, but that also those differences are equally important and that there is no race or color that is better than the other, but that just to appreciate that we are all different and that we all bring different values into the context of our classroom, and to be able to be taught from a very early early stage on how to accommodate each other's differences is a very important aspect of growing up as an adult who is able to include others and see that differences are not really meant to exclude people, but rather to enrich the environment and the cultures of which we are trying to form in our country.
Bertha, how would this improve the inclusivity in early childhood development and after early childhood development?
Well, in our early childhood development classes, we do see that children are mixing with all sorts of people, black, white, yellow, pink, all sorts of people of different abilities, physical abilities, etc. It's important to give children the grounding from a very early age that these differences are all of them acceptable, and that all of these differences are just as special as the difference that I bring into a context of a classroom. When you are able to do that from a very early age, you realize that you actually take away the negativities that are surrounded, on the element of, a bad racial, understanding, on children, because really children should not be taught, to hate one race from another, but rather should be taught to embrace, you know, the different races. We cannot take away the fact that race exists. But we can, you know, we can bring to the children's understanding, you know, the importance of embracing each other, because my culture and my race is just as important as Johnny's culture and Johnny's race, which looks different from mine, but which is also just still a valuable contribution to society. And I think when we do that with our children right from the onset, we are actually contributing to a more grounded, more productive, you know, society in the future, because children are our leaders in the future, and we need to be able to show them this kind of inclusivity and embracing of diversity right from the, you know, right from the beginning, when they start to understand these differences. It's also equally important, you know, to empower our early childhood practitioners, you know, to be able to deal with these kind of differences, you know, and show children the right, or point them to the right kind of accommodative capacity, you know, that any society needs in order to get ahead.
And that is the question that I posed on my Facebook page. And I think actually a lot of people misunderstood when I said, should we be teaching children about race? And everybody turned around and said, no, teach them about heritage, teach them about culture, but don't teach them about race. Let them find that out themselves. What I'm saying is that teaching them about race and diversity is a different thing than to teach them about racism, which is teaching somebody that one person is better than the other. Now, how do you think children can learn aspects of race and respect for everyone from their parents?
Well, you know, children actually, you know, see these differences in color, you know, right from the home. So it's not something they will only experience in the classroom. In the communities where they live, they do see that people are different. They, you know, come with different, you know, colors, you know, etc. And it's important, just like you said, to teach them that they are different races. People do present with different colors, but this is not to teach them the racism that, as you said, that one race is more important than the other. In fact, the opposite. We should be teaching children that race is a fact. We have it in, you know, in our country. There are so many different types of, you know, colors that people bring or are born with, but there is no color that is more important than the other. And when we teach children to speak, you know, this kind of diversity and to appreciate this kind of diversity right from the early age, we then realize that we are actually building wholesome individuals and adults in future. If we let them find it out for themselves, unfortunately, they go out and they pick up these racist sentiments that are everywhere, awash on our social media, you know, et cetera. And it does, you know, end up directing them into the wrong, you know, type of understanding of race, which is what we are trying to get rid of, you know, by talking about it openly and by actually, you know, realizing that, you know, color is only skin deep right from the beginning of their lives.
Chatting this morning to Bertha Magoge, the Director of Inclusive Education in South Africa. Bertha, I know that a number of people actually, this is a very short interview, but a number of people would like to find out more reading material, find out exactly how to be guided about this. Where can they find this information?
Okay, so we would welcome people to visit our website, Inclusive Education South Africa, www.included.org.za. And they could also find out even more contact details, you know, for us and our offices in Cape Town, as well as, you know, across South Africa. And we would be very happy to give and share information about, you know, the whole concepts of inclusivity and what we really mean by that, and how we would be able to bring this kind of understanding, especially into early childhood environments, in the language, of course, which children would understand, and not to teach it as if we were teaching adults in university.
That's the Director of Inclusive Education in South Africa. It's included.org.za, where you can find more information about that. Bertha Magoge, the Director, thank you so much for spending the morning with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.